This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, I'm amazed at the volume of news that we have every single day. It's truly impossible to take it all in. And the second thing that amazes me, as I peruse the news to do the show and to do interviews and things like that, is the warped mind of leftists leaves me breathless at times. Do you know that they are trying to spin these economic times we are in right now, with the highest inflation, high fuel cost, high gas prices? I know you're thinking fuel, but I'm talking about fuel for your homes, gasoline as well. Almost impossible to eat out, I mean, without spending a fortune. People sacrificing living so they can pay for medications and things like this. And they say, we are in the best economic times ever. That is a report that I saw. They are saying this on major news channels. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. For those of you who listen to the show quite often, you probably can tell I'm a little under the weather. Voice isn't quite what it is normally, but it's still rather sexy, if I do say so myself. Anyway. But look, forget all that for just a moment as you reflect on what's really happening in the world. And I already gave you a little bit of a teaser of the true economic situation in America, which is we are at the very least in a recession, probably in a depression, if it weren't for the fact that these people keep spending money that we don't have, that your kids and grandkids are going to have to pay at some point. I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to be around when that bill comes due. But let's look at what else is going on in the news. Joe Biden, the big guy, has been hoarding classified documents for decades. Some are likely related to his family's crooked business with the Chinese, because as you start to connect the dots and say, well, you know, it's really funny that Joe Biden got all this money when he set up his think tank at the University of Pennsylvania. Suddenly the school started getting all this money. And then you look at the number of spies that have infiltrated this government. They're chauffeuring high-ranking Democrats around. They're dating them. They've infiltrated our academic system, which is what Biden's pointing out with his think tank, because these guys have given him millions of dollars. What other ways have they compromised? His son admits he was in business with a Chinese spy. A Chinese intelligence officer is exactly the way he put it. His words, not mine. And so, that's for starters. We just watched the Chinese balloon fly all across this nation, and Joe Biden refuses to shoot it down until it gets out into the Atlantic Ocean, which, for everybody that's paying attention, says, yeah, after the Chinese have gathered all their data. And we'll talk more about that balloon in a bit. So, I just want you to understand, if this were Republicans, and I just gave you that much, we'd be talking impeachment, we'd be talking treason. The person would be a traitor. He'd be looked at as a traitor. They want to tell you that we are in the best economic times. And oh, by the way, the data, the classified data, no big deal. With Trump, it was irresponsible. With Joe Biden, it's nothing. What are you trying to look for here? So what? It wasn't secure. So what? We don't know who had access to it. So what? Hunter had his business set up in Joe Biden's home and access to those documents. So what? There's an email that doesn't read like anything Hunter Biden's written, that looks like it came directly from the State Department. It talks about Ukraine-Russia policy. And Hunter just happened to say, my guy will be over there soon, and his daddy goes a week later. I mean, you know what? Not enough evidence for me. And speaking of Hunter, he believes he is a victim. He got strung out on crack, takes his laptop to a repair shop, leaves it. The policy clearly states it's no longer his after 90 days. And we look at the contents of it. Nobody disputes it. Of course, they did it.
First of all, we're not sure. It was Russian collusion and all that.
But one thing that was never in dispute, the stuff that's on there is Hunter's. And let me tell you, every revelation we get is more salacious than the previous one. This guy, who Joe Biden says is the classiest guy he knows, is a sex-addicted, money-addicted, I'm going to leave it there, because there aren't any good descriptors for Hunter Biden in the real world. But for leftism, oh, he's a poster child for the way to live your life. I jokingly say that, why would you send your kid to college when you can let him hang around Hunter and become a crackhead?
And the real story, which is the disintegration of the life of the first son here. It is so sad to see how his life just turned to such crap.
How is it crap? Tell me, how is it crap? He's got away with everything. He's selling art for $500,000. He's banging everything. If you think he stopped doing drugs, you're nuts.
Well, I agree that once a junkie, always a junkie.
Really?
But what happened to this guy is pathetic, and it reflects on his father. I hope that it weighs on his conscience.
That's the warp. Geraldo Rivera talking about Hunter Biden as a victim. Oh, poor thing. I mean, this terrible thing what's happened to his life. Talked about it earlier, but it bears repeating. This is the warped way that leftists think. This is his bad life. I don't know any crackheads that live this life. In fact, I don't know many people doing things on the up and up who live like Hunter Biden. But this is the type of thing that gets created in the minds of leftists. This is the Biden crime family, folks. And what Hunter has done, what his father has done, and what the media and social media and the FBI and those people have allowed this family to do puts this nation at risk. And you're seeing it in the metaphor of a balloon that gets to fly across America with immunity. Oh, yeah, Biden,
I gave permission to shoot it down on Wednesday.
Well, why didn't it?
Oh, it needed to be done safely.
Nice try. You should read Twitter feeds on how leftists cover for the Biden family. And just ask yourself a very simple question. What would they be doing if this were Trump? You know the answer. It's insanity. Speaking of the FBI, I mentioned him earlier. They're going to build a building twice the size of the Pentagon. How do you feel about that? Twice the size of the Pentagon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't trust the government. I don't trust the media. And sadly, I know we need them both. But why can't they do their jobs? What happened to government really working for the people? I mean, I know the answer. They became a bunch of greedy, selfish SOBs that have decided, who cares about the people when you can rob them right in front of their faces? You can rob them of elections. You can rob them of their money. You can rob them of their freedom. And they won't do a thing. As far as the media goes, they consider themselves part of the elite. They become part of the system, just like the DOJ. The DOJ is not there for justice for all. The DOJ is there for justice for one side. And let me just tell you, folks, it ain't our side. The problem we have is that we don't embrace our fighters. And I'm going to use Marjorie Taylor Greene as a fighter. I'm going to talk more about her another time, but I do want to introduce this topic. She and AOC were at each other on Twitter, and AOC lost.
it's not an equal fight because AOC doesn't have a brain. Now, look, I'm not making a play for here like Marjorie Taylor Greene's the best thing since sliced bread, but what I will tell you is this. She will engage. And you can't go after people who are willing to get in the fight. It would be like saying, listen, we could send in the Navy SEALs, but they might fight. Let's send in the Girl Scouts and check it out. Said no military expert ever. But that's what we do. We want to take our warriors out of the picture and send in Girl Scouts. And then we expect that things are going to change. Oh, well, you know, the Lindsey Graham, he'll do it. He'll fight for you. I will say this. I'm very surprised at McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is stepping up. Stephen Cruiser wrote this. McCarthy faced his first potential hiccup in an attempt to boot Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat out of Minnesota, off of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The notoriously anti-Semitic Ilhan Omar was kicked off the House Foreign Affairs Committee in a close 218-211 vote. Omar has claimed, without evidence, that Republicans are discriminating against her because of her race, religion, and nationality. By the way, we're doing an event April 20th and 21st, I believe. It's called No Whites Allowed, that deals with this type of thing. Racism being pervasive in every element of government. Racism and sexism and whatever else. Unbelievable panels. Great discussions. You're going to have a blast if you do decide to make it. And I hope you will. And while we're on the subject, if you are listening in the Tampa St. Pete area, on February the 9th, I will be in town performing comedy with Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein at the Palladium Theater in St. Pete. So I hope you can make it. I hope you tell some friends to come. We need to sell a lot more tickets, but we've got quite a few sold. We need to sell a few more. I'd like to fill the theater, even though I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it, but we'll see. But everything that we talk about are things that we illuminate from the show, from our various activities, just being citizens in America. And you know what the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is about? Speaking up for you. Anyway, let's go back to McCarthy. As anyone who's been paying attention knows, and this is what Cruiser writes, that's Omar's response every time she's taken to task for her raging anti-Semitic and anti-American ways. She's a despicable human being whom the Democrats have allowed to remain so without any consequences. She's not going to be happy with a new sheriff in town. There were a few Republicans threatening to buck McCarthy and vote to keep Omar on the committee. As late as Wednesday evening, Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican out of South Carolina, was still saying she was a firm no on ousting Omar, and it was thought there might be enough others to screw things up for the new speaker. When the vote finally came, it broke along party lines. Representative Dave Joyce, Republican of Ohio, voting present. Let me just say this on him. If a guy needs to vote present on a situation like this, when you have an anti-Semitic person like her and a person who's anti-American, you need to get rid of that person. So Representative Dave Joyce should be on notice that he should get voted out. Anyway, Mace told Axios, this is Representative Nancy Mace out of South Carolina, that she was getting, quote, called to the principal's office quite a lot, referring to McCarthy's efforts to sway her. He put a lot of effort into winning over holdouts. If this hadn't gone his way, it would have been a quick and hideous end to the honeymoon. It would have also been a field day for the press. So think about the optics of McCarthy losing a vote to get an anti-Semitic, anti-American, essentially in what I would consider to be an illegal immigrant, off of a committee. He says, instead, we're being treated to the spectacle of some of Omar's squad pals losing it over her removal, which is why I mentioned the AOC MTG thing at the very beginning. But he says, Squeaky Ocasio-Cortez's meltdown she had one, was particularly unhinged and delicious. She's jumping up and down like a scorpion got loose in her pants. He says, again, I think that the rule changes under which McCarthy is operating actually will make him a stronger, more effective speaker than if he'd gotten the job under the old rules. Now, think about what Matt Gaetz and others did in forcing what did it take? 7 votes for McCarthy to finally win the speakership? And they were criticized across the board. What it's done is it's absolutely lit a match under the butt of McCarthy to where he says, look, I'm going to interrupt myself and say, I'm not telling you McCarthy's a whole different animal. Not by a long shot. But you got to look at these wins. Because as I said earlier, you get up, you look at the news, and you see the craziness on the other side and how many times the Republicans, it seems like, side with these idiots on the left. And then you get a win like this, and it reminds you that our views are out there, and they are permeating society. And let me tell you, there's only one place for all of this to go, and it is for us to win. You can't keep doing the things that leftists are doing and expect the nation to run effectively. It can't happen. So these wins are necessary, not just to make us feel good, but for this nation to survive. So he goes on, he says, while this was a test for McCarthy, it will probably be one of the easier ones he faces. Omar is loathed by a lot of people, many of them Democrats, and it's not a Herculean task to turn sentiment against her. But it is a good mark on McCarthy's early leadership. And I agree wholeheartedly. You got to win the little battles so you can, you know, because you're sharpening your steel. And he took her to task the same way he's done Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. And these are things we've got to enjoy for just a bit. So let's marinate a little while.
Jackson Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A woman from Maryland and a man from Florida are under arrest, accused of plotting to attack power substations around the city of Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm
on the power grid.
FBI Special Agent Tom Sobosinski says the pair plotted to attack five substations with the goal of destroying mostly black Baltimore. 2,500 and counting, the number of deaths confirmed in Turkey and Syria from that early morning magnitude 7.8 earthquake and its aftershocks. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy remains strong. President Biden expected to expand on that in the State of the Union address. Tom Brady is taking a gap year. He says he'll start his job as an NFL analyst with Fox Sports in the 2024 season. The again retired quarterback says decompression is important. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know if you guys heard this, but I saw it. I don't know if it's true or not, but they claimed that the Chinese had flown spy balloons across America in the time of Trump. I don't know if it's true or not. It probably is. I mean, I can't imagine that this is something new. And so let's just play devil's advocate for a minute and say that they did. Why didn't the media make a big deal about it? And that may be that was kind of the idea of whoever made the tweet was like, well, they did it under Trump and nobody said a word. And I thought about, okay, well, why wouldn't they say a word? Because if Trump is colluding with Russians and you know, they try to get him on having a relationship with Ukrainians when Joe Biden and Hunter had a definite relationship. They try to get him to have a relationship with Russians when Joe Biden and Hunter had a definite relationship. Why did they omit the Chinese? Donald Trump was going after China, no question about it. His whole, one of his biggest reasons to be, raison d'etre, was China, China, China. And they never said a word. So my question then was, why didn't they? And then I was thinking about, well, it was because they were already going after him with 50,000 other things. Let's impeach him for Russian collusion. Let's impeach him for some nonsense about the Ukrainians. I mean, twice they try to impeach this guy. So if you have anybody at fault, leftists, maybe it's your media. Maybe it's your folks. Because I will tell you this. I believe this in my heart of hearts. If the Chinese flew a balloon across America and it was in Montana, Trump would have shot it down in Montana. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. China has been laying the groundwork for decades on how to take over the world. And America's Democratic Party aids them in their quest. Now that China has compromised Biden and the entirety of the Democratic Party, they have no choice but to play along. And you can recount the ways, folks, in which Hunter Biden has put America's naughty bits in a vice. And ask yourself, what don't we know? We know that the Democrats, Eric Swalwell, a congressman from California, might as well be China, dated a Chinese spy. We know this. And he still believes, well, I should be on the Intelligence Committee. I should be on the House, whatever. I mean, can you believe this? If you don't, look, there was a hint that she was a Chinese spy. One, she was Chinese, and two, she wasn't an American Chinese-born Chinese. She was from China, a Chinese national. And Eric Swalwell, I had no idea she was a Chinese spy. Well, I guess there weren't enough clues. We know that Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein allowed herself to be driven around by a Chinese spy. Now, what did these two high-level Chinese operatives learn as a paramour and a chauffeur? We don't know. We will never know. But I can tell you this, they weren't there to do just that task. They were there to get information and get it back to the CCP. We also know that Joe Biden's crackhead, sex-addicted son partnered with the Chinese on various initiatives. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, partnered with a guy who was Chinese military intelligence, a.k.a. a spy. And I could offer insights into other areas where the Chinese easily compromised the Democrats, like academia, like corporate America. You know why corporate America is so woke? Because they're too stupid worrying about nonsense as the Chinese steal their secrets. I know this stuff very well because I lived in China long enough trying to protect intellectual property rights of companies that I represented, and I know it well. And they've been stealing them for decades. And now it's an easy thing to do because the Democrats say, why steal it when we'll just hand it over to you? We'll let you fly your balloons over and check things out. We'll let you date our congressmen. We'll let you drive around our senators. We'll let you infiltrate corporate America. We'll let you infiltrate academia and get the secrets back over to China. Why not? In the spirit of transparency, why don't we do that? But you and I, we can't know anything about what is going on. God forbid you want to look at Joe Biden's taxes now from 2016 to 2018. They've been pulled down. God forbid you want to actually see what was in those classified documents. Don't give me the details, but at least tell me what it deals with. How about that? And, if you happen to want to know what's in Hunter's laptop, he will sue you. He'll want to sue you. How dare you want to know what's in his private laptop that he sent to a place to be repaired and left because he was on a coke binge? And let me just say, folks, lots going on here. But China is not only targeting America in its spy craft and trade craft, they're all over the place. There was a spy balloon here in America, but there was also one overseas. While this one was snapping pictures of our top secret military bases, there was one that was in, what was it? All they told us was it was in Latin America. When the first balloon was spotted, the Pentagon's press secretary, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, made a report that said there were reports of a balloon transiting Latin America. And they determined that the balloon is another Chinese surveillance balloon. But they wouldn't tell us where it was. When asked why the military didn't shoot it down, the Pentagon replied that they didn't want to risk debris hitting innocent people. That's going to be their excuse for everything. And what cracked me up about Montana was about one person per 100 square miles where sheep outnumber people and they don't want to shoot it down over Montana. Look, I have an aunt that lives in Montana. I've been there many times. You shoot something down in Montana, people may not even know. But they did. They finally shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. But now the second balloon is, they say, somewhere in Latin America. Now, I don't know if you flunk geography, but I'll tell you this. Latin America's pretty big. It's a lot of territory. So why don't you give us a little more specifics? It isn't like balloons fly at Mach speed where you say, well, we would tell you, but by the time we tell you, he'd be in another state. It's a balloon. And it's being guided by the Chinese. Remotely guided by the Chinese. They know where these balloons are going to go. And I do realize that there's a limited amount of things you can do with a balloon. It doesn't have, different things for letting it figure out where it wants to go. Doesn't have the flight surfaces of an aircraft per se, but you do know what you're doing when you're steering it. And they're, I don't know, look, I don't know what the agenda is for China, but here's what I can tell you. The agenda is not pro-American. That I know. So anyway, what's to stop this pilot of this balloon from letting this balloon hop over from Latin America into California or Arizona? See, because we don't know. Latin America includes Mexico. So where is it? They won't tell us. Now let's go back to this, the one that got shot down. And as I said, a lot of people in social media believe that the Bidens are compromised and the Chinese have compromised the Bidens. One meme I saw said, the Biden family saying, we're not for sale. And right underneath it was Chairman Xi of China saying, yeah, because we've already bought them. And I didn't make that up. A bunch of people apparently think that. When a meme comes out, it means people are already going, we know what's going on. So they shot it down once it got over the Atlantic Ocean, but it had gathered, and this is a prevailing thought here, that it had already gathered everything that it needed by the time we shut it down. But and I jokingly said, and I think many people don't even think of this as a joke, I said Biden called Xi and said, hey, is it okay if we shoot it down now that it's over the Atlantic and you've gathered all your intelligence? This is where we go back into who's compromised. What are the impact? What is the impact of a Hunter Biden dealing with Chinese military intelligence, et cetera, et cetera? And I can guarantee you this. If we were talking about the Trump family right now, with everything that just transpired, you would be hearing all about, they would be digging into them with an electron microscope, with an anal probe, and they would be giving us dirt like you wouldn't believe, but not with Biden. If Donald Trump were president right now, they would be trying to connect him to the Chinese the same way they tried to do it with the Russians and whatever they did with the Ukrainians. And I honestly don't remember why they even tried to do that. But you'd be hearing words like China collusion. Adam Schiff and team would be trying to impeach Trump. I mean, even though he's not on any committees, he'd be pressuring McCarthy to go after him and things like this. But because it's Biden, nothing's happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-12.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
New reports tonight that a suspected Russian spy was caught by U.S. authorities after working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow for more than 10 years. This coming on the heels of a report this week that a mole for the Chinese government infiltrated and worked for California Senator Dianne Feinstein for nearly 20 years. So the Obama spy chiefs were too busy politicking to actually do their jobs and root out a Russian spy. And the Chinese government played Feinstein as she led the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Just a little blast from the past to remind people of the story, what was released at the time, and what Feinstein was doing at the time, sitting on one of the, again, a committee on intelligence. And there was one reason why this Chinese spy, who was with her for two decades, was with her. It was to spy on her. And the level of compromise, we will never know. But forget Aldrich Ames. And there's another guy we found, a traitor, who's bigger than him. They did a movie about it not too long ago. But forget those guys. The biggest people giving secrets, selling secrets, trading for secrets, are the Democrats in Congress. They are the biggest ones. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. All this fallout of what we're seeing in terms of our foreign policy, China's balloon flying willy-nilly over America, China's trade policy that, quite frankly, would be the 19th largest, would be larger than what we deal with China. Our deficit with China would be larger than the entire Saudi Arabian economy. It's larger than the Saudi Arabian GDP. Just our trade deficit with China. You think we're taking that into account? Is anybody looking at this and saying, wait a minute, we can't be financing the Chinese to be able to do all the things they're doing around the world with American taxpayer money? You think we could take $375 billion annually and do something near shore so we aren't relying on Chinese products? I guarantee you, if I had $375 billion, I could figure out a way to get you every little trinket from China you want and make a profit. Again, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play a clip from Dan Abrams has a new network. That's where Chris Cuomo went. And I want to just let you hear the argument of, and he wants to think of himself as a centrist. He's a total leftist. But he wants to believe himself to be a centrist playing devil's advocate. And he interviews Lauren Boebert about what's happening with the Biden administration and Hunter and things like this. And I want you to listen. It is so insane. And what bugs me about the interview is Lauren, who's a congresswoman, doesn't know how to fight back, doesn't know how to come back on this. And I'll see if you catch it. I'm sure you will.
I want to ask you about the powerful oversight committee, which you now serve on. Mm-hmm. You're now requesting information on, among many other things, the sales, for example, of Hunter Biden's artwork from a New York gallery owner. I understand the purpose, to determine if any foreign governments were trying to curry favor with Hunter to maybe get to his father. But if you go down that road, don't you then also have to start looking into Ivanka's trademark deal with China and Jared Kushner and the Saudi deal, not to mention which diplomats from scary countries stayed at Trump family hotels? I mean, all of that seems to relate to foreign governments' possible effort to use kids to get at dad, no?
I think Democrats have been looking into the Trump family for several years now and have not been able to come up with anything. So if there was
Congress
anything there, that was a national security threat, then I think it would have come out by now. But look, we have Hunter Biden's laptop that was completely concealed. The story was censored from the American public, and this would have changed the outcome of the election. And they knew it. Mainstream media knew it. There were conversations that were taking place saying that we can't let this out because it'll change the outcome of the election.
I think it's
and
fair.
Now Hunter Biden has been selling.
I think it's fair.
Hunter
I think it's
Biden
a fair critique. Fair critique of the media. But fair critique of the media, in part, about some of the Hunter Biden stuff. But when it comes to what Congress is doing, there wasn't a congressional committee that was investigating Ivanka Trump's deal with China and trademark. There wasn't. I'm not suggesting that there should have been. What I'm saying is that it seems to me that if the goal is to find out whether kids are potentially being influenced, you'd have to get a congressional investigation then into that stuff as well, particularly with regard to Trump hotel properties, no?
Okay, where do I start? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. He understood why you'd want to understand who's buying Hunter's art. It could be currying favor. But he says, why don't you look into Ivanka, her trademark deal with China? Or Jared's Saudi deal? And I love this one. Who stayed at Trump hotels? So, if the delegations come to town, come to this country every single day, and nobody goes, well, let's see if they stayed at a Hilton or a Marriott or Trump or whatever. The idea, I mean, that it's so ridiculous that they throw that in there. And I think they do it just for shiggles, just to get a rise out of us. But let's just focus on the other ones that he talked about. Ivanka's trademark deal with China and Jared's Saudi deal. And he says, well, why didn't Congress look into it? What's funny to me is Dan Abrams, this lefty, doesn't even realize he's answering his own question. Now, Lauren Boebert's, you know, rattling on about, well, blah, 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 you know, she's not making sense in it, because all she had to say was, you're exactly right, Dan. Why didn't they? Why didn't they look into it? They looked into everything else with the Trump family. Why didn't they hold investigations on the very things that you're bringing up? You want to know the answer? Because there was nothing there. They could have done it. They could have tried to, you know, sully the reputations of the Trump kids or whatever. But you know what was going to happen? The same thing that happened with Russian collusion. The same thing that happened with the try to impeach him over what was said about the Ukrainians, etc. Nothing. It would have been more of the same. And because they had absolutely nothing, they could go with nothing. But now let's look in contrast with Hunter Biden. Because last time I checked, the Trump kids are not crackheads who got kicked out of the military for doing dope, who flunked out of rehab, nor are they setting up things with where you've got email trails that show that they were doing it for influence. These were accomplished kids all on their own, and they didn't need their daddy to be president for them to get deals. They were already able to get deals because their daddy is a billionaire. What Hunter couldn't do was he couldn't do anything until daddy became something worth doing. He couldn't do anything when his daddy was a senator. You know why? Because nobody cared. But once he became VP, the Biden family's fortunes changed tremendously. And that, it's easy to look at the numbers and say, wow, while he was a senator, he did nothing. When he became VP, suddenly the money got good for the Biden family. I mean, this is not rocket science. And no congressional oversight. So she says, look, we're going to look into Hunter's stuff. Why? Hunter gave us all the evidence. How could you not? I would have said to Dan Abrams, how could you not look into Hunter Biden? Look at what he admits to. Now, she does it. But again, it sounds like a schoolgirl ramblings. Can these people not put together sentences that to push the left over the edge? I would say to Dan Abrams, I tell you what, would you investigate Hunter Biden if he were a Trump? Would you be asking for this investigation? Well, that's not for me, you know, because he's going to push back on it. And I'd say, well, let me answer for you. Of course you would. And see, the difference between us, Dan, is If we were talking about Donald Trump and we were talking about Trump Jr. and this were his laptop that were left there, I'd be asking for the same investigation. You're wanting to investigate the Trump kids for doing their normal business activities. You want guilt by association that Ivanka is doing a trademark deal with China. Do you know how many people do trademark deals with China? Not that China honors them, but sometimes they do. This is the way the left think. It's tit for tat. You should be looking at Jared Kushner's Saudi deal. Who do you think hasn't looked at that deal for the Democrats? Without a doubt, the Trump family is the most investigated family ever in this country.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.